in Afghanistan. It's now possible to watch the news we've just heard, Jackie Northam report, and news closer to home on television. Yes, one result of driving out the Taliban is that the few folks who had TVs could get them out of hiding and start watching. 6 years later, Afghans may still be mired in war and poverty, but they have lots more TVs and lots more programs. To find out more, we turn to Saad Mohseni. He's one of the three Afghan-Australian brothers who founded Afghanistan's top television channel, Tolo TV. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, one telling, kind of fascinating statistic about Afghanistan at the moment is that more houses have television than public electricity. So I'm guessing that during prime time, people all over the country are flipping on their private generators to watch it.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people also go to friends' houses or relatives' houses. We have communal TV sets. But for most people, it's very important to have a television set or at least have access to a television set at least once or twice a week.
Now, your network, Tolo TV, airs everything from serious news to soap operas. What are the shows that have got people there hooked?
In the West, people watch the news more or less out of, you know, it's more of a hobby than anything else. You don't need to know the news. But in Afghanistan, you need to know what's going on. It impacts your life. So the news is very important to people. We obviously have soap operas. We've bought a whole bunch from Star Television in India. People have been, you know, to an extent deprived of all the good things that you Americans have been exposed to, like soap operas, like comedy shows and that sort of thing. I'm not sure if you agree with me, but for the public, for the general public in Afghanistan, I mean, really, their lives, we need to look forward to something. So entertainment's really important. We've recently purchased 24 from Fox, from News Corporation.
24. A lot of the villains are Muslim. Wondering how that goes over there.
That's what we thought, but it was interesting that people weren't turned off by that. If anything, they saw the villains as non-Afghans, Arabs or whatever.
Yeah, well, because it's an interesting subtlety to much of the rest of the world. I mean, this is not like people think these guys are such great heroes.
Yeah, and to most Afghans, they're not. There was a recent report put out by the UN. Over 50% of the suicide bombers are foreigners. I mean, most Afghans believe that 90% are foreigners.
Tolo TV and your popular radio network, Arman FM, have both tested the bounds of what's socially acceptable in Afghanistan. For instance, something as simple as putting a man and a woman together on the air, even on the radio. Do you see yourselves as playing a role in some kind of social change?
Absolutely. Not just us, but I think media in general has led social change in Afghanistan. And it's very interesting that you know, sometimes you have your finger on the pulse and you actually need to know as to, you know, what the public may feel. But certain other times you need to actually act on your instincts. For example, putting a man and a woman, research told us we shouldn't do it, but we nonetheless did it. And it's amazing how quickly people adapted and accepted the new format.
What are the limit? What's the absolute limit as far as you know?
We have been very careful. I mean, if anything, Afghanistan has gone backwards, unfortunately. For example, when we first set up our television station, we felt that within 6 to 12 months, you know, we wouldn't require our female presenters to wear a headscarf. But, you know, now, I mean, when we think about it, we know that's virtually impossible because Afghanistan has become a lot more, people have become very wary of the increase in the role of the fundamentalists within Afghanistan.
How much pressure have you come under from the government for criticizing its policies or reporting on insurgent attacks? I gather that the government hasn't really loved that the Taliban gets a fair amount of exposure from your reporting.
No, but I think it was important. I mean, 2 years ago, we did reports on the Taliban, and it wasn't so much promoting the Taliban. It was why are they becoming more popular? And, of course, the government, as always, was not happy and wanted to kill the messenger, so to speak.
Well, have they though? I mean, has the government, have they cracked down?
Yes. I mean, we've come under attack. We've had people, our people who've been locked up by the intelligence agencies, by the police, because the government, to a large extent, relies on foreign funding. I mean, of course, it's a lot more careful than it would be if it was completely, I suppose, had a free rein. But I think if the government had the opportunity, it would certainly clamp down on the media organizations.
Saad Mohseni is one of the founders of Afghanistan's first private TV channel, Tolo TV. Thanks very much.
Thank you.